I'm joined by Chris McGreal from Cairo again. Chris, overnight, Omar Suleiman's been talking ominously about the dangers of these protests. How have his remarks gone down?
Well, essentially what Suleiman had to say was that either people, the opposition, sticks with the government's control of this political transition, except its timetable, its processes, and that Mubarak should remain in power for now, or he warned warned of a coup. I mean, what he said in his veiled warning was, we don't want to deal with Egyptian society with police tools. And then later on he went on to say that the alternative to the opposition talking to the government and agreeing the political process of change is that a coup happens, which would mean uncalculated and hasty steps, including lots of irrationalities. We don't want to reach that point to protect Egypt. That's very threatening, and has been interpreted by some in the opposition exactly as it sounds, as a warning that the protesters should not take this further, should not try and widen the protests, particularly with now some strikes spreading across the country. But others have simply interpreted as further evidence of the government's weakness, its precarious position. There's been a lot of reaction in Egypt on the web to it, which has been largely to sarcasm and to treat it with derision, and to say that, you know, the idea now that the military will take over when there is such obvious opposition from the people plus pressure from outside, such as the United States, which I think would find it very difficult to deal with an Egyptian regime imposed by military coup, is considered by some to be laughable at this point. Although I think that perhaps they might want to listen to elements of the opposition that are more concerned about this.
Yesterday, the protests spilled out to the Parliament building, and protesters have been camped out there last night. How are the police going to handle that, or the army rather?
Well, it's not clear. That Parliament building is a couple of blocks from the actual square, and it's one of the roads that the protesters come down and leave by. It's also, the Parliament building's also in a street that's a warren of government buildings, and there have been quite a number of army vehicles there to protect them. So far, those protesters who are sleeping on the street, they've set up some tents there, have been left alone, although they've been told not to go into the Parliament building or even try to get in, and one of them who was hanging signs on the railings was forced to take them down. I think that the protesters now feel that they've extended the range of their control beyond the square. They haven't set up barricades there yet, and I'm not sure whether they are let them. But I think that if the military were to go in and try and clear them, given the mood in the square, that might well set off a confrontation. And so far, both sides seem to have avoided that. The military, by not trying to remove these protesters from outside Parliament yet, and the protesters themselves by not doing any more than sitting in the street and not trying to in any way encroach on the Parliament building or its grounds.
You mentioned strikes earlier. What's the latest on that?
Well, there have been a number of strikes started. Telecom workers have gone on strike. Suez Canal workers, all in the name of pay increases. Now, these are government employees. They were given a 15% pay rise announced by the government on Monday to essentially try and placate them. That is to take effect at the end of next month. And that doesn't seem to be enough. They're demanding more money, another 10% on top of that. But I think underpinning this, although it's dressed up as about pay, and it's undoubtedly pay as an issue given rapidly rising food prices, it's also being interpreted as a demonstration of support from outside the capital for the protests against Mubarak. I mean, it was notable that demonstration yesterday, which is the largest so far, that there were quite a number of people that work for the state who would have been fearful of attending demonstrations a week ago. And I think that the strikes are a reflection of the fact that even those who work for the government, who had reason to fear that they might be more likely to be arrested or that they would lose their jobs if they took part in these protests, now feel able to also challenge the government, albeit under the guise of seeking pay rises.
Traditionally, it's been Tuesdays and Fridays that have been the big protest days. Wednesday's a bit more quiet. Is it a sort of day of kind of licking wounds? What's going to happen?
Well, it's not clear. You're quite right. It's a quieter day today. There'll be those who remained in the couple of thousand people who remained in the square overnight will be joined by several thousand more who turn out every day, but we won't see the huge crowds that we saw yesterday. I think that there will be a degree of reassessment. The opposition is deciding how it can best keep the momentum of these protests and even extend them to the extent of do they try and match similar protests in other parts of the capital, perhaps using this move on the Parliament building as a first step. They certainly want to take it to a second stage, and they want to reach out to other Egyptians who may be more ambivalent at the moment. You've got to remember that the state media is bombarding Egyptians with really quite false accounts of what's happening, whilst at the same time generally ignoring the protests in Tahrir Square. And a lot of Egyptians, particularly outside of Cairo, will be confused about matters. The government itself, as you can see from Suleiman's statements, is clearly in a form, I think, of disarray. It doesn't really know what to do. It thought that by beginning the political process, political dialogue, by announcing that Mubarak would retire in September, that it could take the sting out of the protests and isolate and marginalize what was going on in Tahrir Square. But the size and scale of the demonstration, plus the sheer variety of people who attended yesterday, goes to show that the government hasn't at all. And I think Suleiman's comments last night are a reflection of the desperation of the government, that they really want to keep control of this process. They feel that they have gone quite a long way in saying that there will be free and fair elections in September, that there will be an organized and orderly transition of power, and that's a huge concession, and it's simply not washing with most of the opposition.
This morning, Wael Ghanim, the Google executive, said that now is not the time to negotiate with the regime. I know you're a bit skeptical about his influence, but presumably it's the regime now that are more keen to negotiate with the opposition.
Yes, no, I think he definitely reflects the view of a large number of opposition people. The political parties, such as they are, and the opposition, including the Muslim Brotherhood, are straddling a difficult fence here. They feel that they need to be part of this political process, but they also need to be seen to be living up to the expectations of the protesters who started this whole thing. And I think that the danger from the opposition's perspective is that if they get drawn into long negotiations that don't really change very much, I mean, we've seen this commitment to set up committees that will examine constitutional changes, and then those constitutional changes will themselves take time. And I think the government is clearly intent on stretching this out in the hopes that effectively the protesters in the street will simply be worn down, and the opposition parties are acutely aware that they need to not get drawn into a process that undermines this cause. When we spoke to the Muslim Brotherhood yesterday, they said that they were very aware of this and that they would give Mubarak a week to go, and if he hadn't gone by then they would reassess. So I think that what you're hearing about the warnings of extended negotiation are widely held amongst the protesters in Tahrir Square and beyond.
Okay, Chris. Thanks.